我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
虽然我们又停了一阵子。
Even though we have stopped for a while.
但是我们再去捡起来的时候，我们觉得主的话对我们还是那样的新鲜。
But once again, when we pick it up, we know that the words of the Lord is so still fresh.
我们最近这一次的停下来是停在四十章以后。
And last time when we stopped after chapter 40.
弟兄姊妹们都记得我们说到四十章是以赛亚里边的信息的那个转捩点。
And verses remember, in chapter 40, this is a turning point in the message of Isaiah.
因为从四十章以后，神就从很完整的那一方面向他的百姓说安慰的话。
Because after chapter 40, God gave his people words of comfort in a complete way.
虽然神好像是让他们经过了管教，神再向他们说话。
Even though it seems like God has let them go through disciplines before he spoke words of comfort to them.
但是神所说的话不是单单为了当时他们所经过的那些环境。
But the words that are spoken by God was not just for the circumstance that you have gone through at that time.
并且借助他们所经过的环境而带进神的永远的那一个旨意。
And it's also through the circumstance they have gone through, it brings forth the eternal will of God.
来说出神怎么来挽回以色列。
And also to speak forth how God redeemed Israel.
但是这个挽回以色列不是光光为着以色列。
But this redemption of Israel is not just for Israel.
乃是为着神对全地的那一个拯救。
But it's for the salvation for the entire land.
那也就给我们看见。
And it also lets us see.
神在全地所显明那个拯救，也就是和以色列蒙拯救的原则是完全相同的一个原则。
That the deliverance of the whole earth is under the same principle of the deliverance of Israel.
那么上次的末了，我们是看到四十三章最末后的地方就停下来。
And last time at the very end, we ended in the very end of chapter 43.
但是你看到四十三章最末了的时候，你好像是觉得神的百姓是落在神的责备，很严厉的责备的底下。
But when you look at chapter 43, you will see that God's people is under God's heavy rebuke.
因为你光看最末了那两句话，你就知道是非常的严重。
Because if you only look at the last two verses, you see it's very solemn.
我们现在留意43章的第28节。
Let's look at chapter 43, verse 28.
他说，所以我要入末圣所的首领，使雅各成为咒诅，使以色列成为肉麻。
So I will disgrace the dignitaries of your temple, and I will consign Jacob to destruction and Israel to scorn.
我们如果是对历代志或者列王记的幕后的那一段的历史是稍微有一点印象的话，
If we have some impression upon the latter part of history in the Chronicles and the Kings,
你再听到神对他们说这样的话，
And then you hear the words that are spoken to them by God.
你实在看到犹大也好，以色列也好，他们好像是已经落到一个地步，是没有前途了。
So you can see whether Judah or Israel, they have fallen into a place where it seems like they don't have any more future.
神把他们带到这样绝望的一个光景里。
God has brought them to this point of despair.
但是神却没有叫他们留在这个绝望的光景当中。
But God does not want them to remain in this point of despair.
那所以我们一马上转到44章的时候，你就看到神的话完全是转了一个大弯。
So immediately when we look at chapter 44, we can see the words of God has made a big turn.
给我们一个很清楚的印象。
And to give us a very clear impression.
不管人的光景是到了一个怎么可怜的地步。
regardless of man's condition, how pitiful it has become.
只要人一回到神的面前,
as long as man return back to God,
人就从绝望当中成为有指望。
And then man would have hope in midst of hopelessness.
那就是当时神对犹大所宣告的那些话。
And according to the proclamation of God, from God to the people of Israel,
我们如果听到神说以色列要成为咒诅，犹大要成为咒诅，以色列要成为肉骂。
And if we hear that, that God said that will consign Judah to destruction and Israel to scorn,
那你还有什么吗？
And what else do you have?
在章上头说，
And also what says before this,
神要辱没圣所的首领，
that God said I will disgrace the dignitaries of your temple.
那如果我们说的更准确一点，
If we put it more accurately,
连祭圣殿里头的大祭司和祭司整个的集团，神说我都把他们扔掉了。
That God is saying that even for the organization of the high priest and the priest in the temple, God said he would do away with them.
还能有指望吗？
Is there still hope?
还能有机会让神重新来悦纳吗？
Is there still a chance that God would accept them once more?
你按当时的光景来说是没有了。
According to the conditions at that time, there's no more chance.
但是感谢赞美主。
But we thank and praise the Lord.
但四十四章的话一开始，
When the words of chapter 44 begin,
神就让落到绝望里边的犹大也好，以色列也好，他们看见光了。
That God led Judah or Israel, where they are in a point of despair, they see light.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
那神当时是这样跟犹大人说话，
God was speaking these words to the people of Judah,
好像历史是他们那一个时间的，
It's as if it's for them at that time.
但是属灵的原则却是所有的世代里边与神有关系的人都在其中。
But in terms of spiritual principle, it has to do with all those who are related to God.
所以我们看神怎么对犹大说话，我们也可以看神今天怎么对我们说话。
So when we look at how God spoke to Judah, we can see how God is speaking to us today.
那四十四章神开始说了什么话呢？
So in the beginning of chapter 44, what did God say?
四十四章里面可以说神是向两部分的人说话。
In chapter 44, we can say that God is speaking to two groups of people.
一部分是在神面前蒙纪念的人。
And one group is that those who are remembered by God.
另一部分是在神面前以神怒气的人。
And the other one is are the ones who incite God's wrath.
那么我们看神说话的那个重点不在那些惹他怒气的人。
And we can see that the focus of God's words are not on those who incite his wrath.
因为对那一些人神只是宣告了他们的结局，神没有再说什么话了。
Because for this group of people, God only proclaimed the results and not any more words.
但是说到与神有关系的那一批人，
And for those who have a relationship with God,
神的话越说就越说出一个非常非常亲密的那一种光景。
And we can see the words that God spoken has tell us how the relationship is so close.
也说出了神在他们身上的那一个期待。
And also we see the longing of God upon them.
那为什么神期待他们呢？
And why does God long for them?
这个就是这番话里头的那个主要的内容。
And this is the main focus, main content of these words.
因为如果没有留意到神为什么不放弃他们，
because if we don't pay attention to why God does not forsake them,
那我们就不知道神在这里说话的那个目的在哪里。
Then we would not know the purpose of God's words here.
也不会领会为什么神和他选召的人有那么深的那一个纪念在当中。
And also we would not understand how God would remember those who belong to him.
如果我们听了四十四章以前的话，我们觉得很灰暗。
And if we stop beforeat the words before chapter 44, we'll see that it's very dark.
虽然从40章一直到43章，神也 也已经说了不少安慰的话。
Even though within chapter 40 to chapter 43, God has spoken many words of comfort.
而其实四十四章所说的安慰的话，应该是从四十三章开始的。
And actually, in fact, the words of chapter 44 should have begun in chapter 43.
但是到了四十四章，神就把那一个给他们的安慰说得非常非常的明亮。
But in chapter 44, the words of comfort is very, very clear.
弟兄姊妹，你注意了。
Brothers and sisters, take note.
但是我的仆人雅各，我所拣选的以色列，现在你当听，造作你，又从你出胎造就你，并要帮助你的耶和华如此说。
But now listen, O Jacob, my servant Israel, whom I have chosen, this is what the Lord says, He who made you, who formed you in the womb, and who will help you.
弟兄姊妹，你就从神在这里说话，说到他跟以色列或者说跟犹大的那个关系，说的多么的重复啊。
And here we can see through God's spoken words how he has repeatedly mentioned about his relationship with Judah, Israel.
类似的话在上文也提过，但是没有这里提到那么的翻来覆去围绕着那一个焦点。
And similar words have been spoken before, but it's not like here that it has repeated itself, and that's the focus.
以前神跟就是上前上文神跟他们说是只是说出他们和神的关系。
And the context before, it tells of the relationship between them and God.
现在神在说的时候就不单是只有那个关系。
And now when God mentions it again, it's not only the relationship.
那个关系没有任何的更改。
And there's no change in the relationship.
但是神在说出那个关系以后加上了一个非常明亮的亲情。
But after God speaks forth of this relationship, he has very clearly tells of the intimacy.
哦，弟兄姊妹，你注意。
Brothers and sisters, take note.
那神说，你现在要听。
God said, now listen.
听什么？
And why should they listen? Or what should they listen to?
这一位神跟你们那个关系是从哪里开始？
Listen to when this relationship began between God and you.
以前说的是从工作开始。
And what mentioned before, it starts from work.
是到了四十四章的时候，你看到神说，你们的关系不是从我的工作上面开始。
But now when it comes to chapter 44, God said that our relationship does not begin in my work.
那是既然不是因着工作而开始。
Since it does not begin with work.
那根据什么做开始呢？
And what is it based on? Where's the beginning? We thank the Lord.
神说还没有你，我就把你看中了。
God said that before you exist, I have chosen you.
那究竟是怎么一回事呢？
So what is this matter?
啊，你说到以色列。
When you talk about Israel,
那应该是从雅各开始。
It should begin with Jacob.
但是你读到神这样的话，
But when you read God's words here,
你非常的清楚的看见。
And very clearly you can see.
甚至神在这里说这个话，
Even,
不单是不是从雅各开始。
Even here God speaks of these words, it does not begin with Jacob.
甚至不是从他的父亲以撒，他的祖父亚伯拉罕都不从他们两个人开始。
And the relationship does not even begin with Isaac or Abraham.
因为你在这里很清楚的看见。
Because you can see very clearly here.
神说造作你。
God said that who formed you.
又从你出胎造就你。
And who formed you in the womb.
那不用说你就看到这里在时间上是有差别的。
And brothers, you can see in terms of time-wise, there's a difference.
造作你在前。
That he who made you.
你出胎以后造就你在后。
And afterwards, it's formed you in the womb.
你了解到这个时间上的区别。
And pay attention to the difference in the time frame.
你就可以这样说。
And then you can say.
犹大的被造。
The creation of Judah. the calling of Judah.
那还是在神的一个计划的设计的里头。
It's in the design of God's plan.
当然我们今天在新约里边的人就有非常足够的话来知道神说这个话 的那一个具体的内容。
And of course, today, for us who are in the New Testament time, we can understand God's words.
但是我们不能不注意，神不是对我们今天说话，神是对 当年的那些以色列民说话。
But we have to pay attention that God was not speaking to us today, He was speaking to those people at that time.
他们不可能像我们今天领会的那么透。
And it was not possible for them to understand as much as we do today.
但是他们能领会的。
But what they could understand.
在我们祖宗跟神发生关系以前，神已经看上了我们了。
That before our forefathers had a relationship with God, God has chosen us.
那因此，在还没有我们的时候，神就安排好怎样来把我们来造就。
So even before we existed, God had made arrangement to make us or to form us.
啊，等到地上有了我们这些人出现的时候，神就具体的在那里执行他的造就。
And after we are on earth, we exist on earth, God has a concrete plan to make
and help us. 不单是神在那里要把他们造就。
Not only is God there to help them.
那我们必须先来抓牢。
And we have to have a good grasp of it.
什么叫做造就？
What does it mean by form?
造就的目的在哪里？
And what is the purpose of forming?
为什么神要这样做？
Why would God do this?
我们感谢我们的主。
We thank our Lord.
用不着我们去猜。
We do not have to guess.
因为神自己在那里说清楚。
Because God was there to explain himself.
神怎么对他们说的？
What did God say to them?
你没有出生以前我就选中你了。
Before you were born, I have chosen you.
你出生以后我就造就你。
And after you were born, I've helped you or made you.
所有对你一切的造就都是我老早就为你做一个完整的设计好的那一个内容里边。
And all these are formed before time that I have made all the arrangements.
在造就你的过程的里头。
In the process of forming you.
我还伸出手来帮助你。
I also stretch out my hand to help you.
叫你能照着我给你的那个设计来完全的给造成。
So that according to my design that you can be fulfilled completely.
弟兄姊妹，你看到这几句话，神就把他心里头的那一个想法毫无保留的向犹大说的明明确确。
So, brothers, as you can see through these verses, God has opened up his heart to the people of Judah.
而神让这些被拣选的人很深的知道他们和神的关系不是开始在神让他们做工的时候。
So God led these people whom he have chosen to see that they were chosen not at the time when he started to work.
那是在神自己设计的那一个时候。
But it was during the time of God's design.
那是在神的设计里头。
And within God's design,
神为什么要这样做？
Why would God do this?
为什么要选中他们？
Why would God choose them?
又造就他们？
And to form them.
在造就的过程的里头又帮助他们？
And in the process of forming them, He helped them.
要让他们成就神对他们的期望。
And then they can fulfill God's expectation on them.
弟兄姊妹们，这些话，
And brothers, these words,
里面有一些话我们不说我们也能了解的。
And within these words, there are some that we don't even have to mention. You understand?
首先我们就要问了，为什么要造就？
And first of all, we'll ask why does he have to form them?
因为不像神所要的。
Because they are not like what God wants.
所以神才来造就我们。
So God has to form us.
而如果我们一摆出来就是神所要的。
If we are just like what God has in mind.
那造就就是多余的。
Then it would be something excess to form us.
事实上面我们看到。
But in fact, we can see.
不要说亚伯拉罕被造以后他的经历。
And not to say after Abraham was called his experience.
如果你再加上以撒跟雅各的经历。
If you add on Isaac and Jacob's experiences.
你看见他们如果没有造就，他也跟一般人也没有两样。
Then you say that if they were not formed, they would be just like other people.
但是你说我们再往前推
，and you say that if we go forward，
推到人的最老早的那个老祖宗那里
，if we go backward and go back to the ancestor，
那照着神的形象被造出来
，and they are created after God's image，
那应该是没有缺陷了
，it should have been there's no shortcomings，
但事实上我们看到。
But in fact, we can see
仍然是有缺陷。
There are still shortcomings.
所以神说到那个造就的这一件事情，不是说他造人以后，神才发现人有缺陷。
So when God mentions about this forming of man, it does not mean that he, after he formed man, he find out there's some shortcomings.
在神造人的那一个心思开始，神老早就看到人带着许多的缺陷。
In the heart of God, when He was creating man, He has already seen there are some shortcomings in man.
所以神就说出了，没有你的时候，我就准备造就你。
So God said that even before you were born, I have formed you.
要把你造成。
That I would make you and form you.
有了你以后，神就下手来造就你。
And after you are here, then He would help you.
在造就的过程的里头，你会发觉许多的艰难。
And within this process, you will encounter much difficulties.
而你会发觉自己显露在神的光中是何等的残缺的一个人。
You will see yourself under God's light is full of blemishes.
但是神说我帮助你。
But God said that I will help you.
为什么帮助你？
And why would I help you?
不是因为你有什么特别。
It's not because there's anything special about you.
那是因为我要你成就我为你所设计的一切。
But is that I want you to fulfill all those I have in mind for you.
弟兄姊妹们，当你听到神在那里给人说话的时候，
and brothers and sisters, when you hear what God said to man,
你非常容易的在那里看到、听到、感觉到神的话里面满了恩典。
Very easily you can see, you can hear, you can feel that in God's words is full of grace.
神用着许多的恩典把不像样的人造就成神所要的人。
God has used much grace to build those who are not in shape to the point that's pleasing to him.
那正因为这样。
And because of this.
所以神对以色列就很清楚地在那里说。
God said very clearly to Israel.
他怎么说呢？
What did he say?
他说我的仆人雅各。
That my servant.
我所拣选的耶稣伦。
Jeshurun, whom I have chosen,
不要害怕。
Do not be afraid.
弟兄姊妹留意。
Brothers, take note.
神这样说话。
And God said these words.
说出什么来？
And what did he say?
你原来是雅各。
You were Jacob originally.
我来拣选你。
That I came to choose you.
我拣选你的时候，你不过是雅各。
When I chose you, you were just Jacob.
但是我拣选你有一个目的。
But I have a purpose in my choosing of you.
我要让你成为我的仆人。
I want you to become my servant.
那你怎么能成为我的仆人呢？
And how could you become my servant?
当你什么时候成了耶稣伦？
Whenever you become Jeshurun.
那你就成了我的仆人。
Then you become my servant.
弟兄，什么叫做耶稣伦？
Francis, what is Jeshurun?
那这个是一个神对雅各或是神对以色列的一个很亲密的称呼。
And this is a very intimate term that God called Israel with.
向西方人称他们最爱的、最喜欢的人，我的鸽子啊，我的蜜蜂啊，我的甘甜啊。我的甜心啊，那这一类的话。
And just like the Westerners, they call the loved ones my sweet, my dear, my sweetheart.
但人是这样说啊，你只听听就好，但是不一定是真的。
Even though men say these words, you can just hear it; it may not be true.
但是神在这里对以色列说的，那是真的不能再真的。
But when God said this to Israel, it is very, very real.
因为你从以色列的历史的里边你看到。
And you can see it through the history of Israel.
以色列就是落到一个非常非常灰暗的那个地步，神没有放弃的。
Even when Israel has fallen to a very, very dark place, that God has not forsaken them.
神还是在那里挽回他。
God continued to try to redeem it.
那个挽回是神付了好重的代价去做成的。
And this redemption is made with great price by God.
这个代价包括忍耐。
And this price includes forbearance.
包括时间。
Includes time.
更重要的是包括神付出的动作和他的救赎的那一个事实。
And more importantly is God's action and the fact of his redemption.
那是等到有一天。
So until one day.
拣选的时候是雅各。
When it was chosen, it was Jacob.
造就出来的结果是耶稣人。
The result of being built is Jeshurun.
那这个不单是在以色列人身上显明这一个。
And this is not only manifested in the Israelites.
同样的事情在我们的身上也都是如此。
Brothers and sisters, the same thing happened to us.
弟兄姊妹们，我们读新约圣经的时候。
Brothers and sisters, when we read the New Testament.
特别是读到约翰福音里边那个葡萄树和枝子的那个关系。
Especially when we read in the Gospel of John the relationship between the vine and the branches.
我们看到主和我们当中的那个关系。
And we can see the relationship between our Lord and us.
难怪过去有弟兄在主的光中能看见一件非常非常严肃的事。
And no wonder in the past their brothers in the light of the Lord they can see a very solemn matter.
我们不能没有主。
We cannot do without the Lord.
但是翻过来。
But on the contrary,
主也不能没有我们。
That the Lord cannot do without us.
弟兄姊妹们，不，这不是抬举我们自己。
But sisters, this is not to exalt ourselves.
我们特别在新约的日子的里头。
We especially in the New Testament time.
我们看到神在我们身上所做的工。
We can see the work upon us by the Lord.
你就很清楚看到一件事情。
Then you can see very clearly.
我们和主的关系，他是头，我们是身体。
The relationship between the Lord and us, and He is the head, we are the body.
光是这个关系，你就已经知道了。
And just because of this relationship, we can see that we cannot do without the Lord.
主也不能没有我们。
And the Lord cannot do without us.
这是何等严肃又尊贵又荣耀的一个事。
It is such a solemn and honor matter.
而这就是雅各成为耶稣伦的那个经历。
And this is the experience of Jacob becoming Jeshurun.
我们感谢我们的主。
We thank our Lord.
那现在神就在这里说了。
Now here the Lord says.
那当神这样把他和以色列的那个关系说的那么透彻的时候。
When God explains his relationship with Israel to such a clear point.
而神就说出了他要在雅各在以色列的身上要把他们造就到一个什么的光景。
Then God says that upon Jacob and Jeshurun how he would build him up.
有近处的。
And there's something near.
那就是叫他们脱离那个困乏。
Which is for them to depart from the fatigue, the tiredness.
你口渴吗？我给水来给你。
If you
给你浇灌。
If you're thirsty, I'll pour water upon you.
弟兄姊妹，你留意神说那个话。你口渴了，我就给你一杯水喝。
But so take note that God said that if you're thirsty, I'll give you a cup of water.
如果是这样，已经很不错了。
If this is so, it's not bad at all.
神不是这样说。
But God did not say it this way.
神怎么说呢？
What did God say?
你口渴啊。
If you're thirsty,
我把水来浇灌你。
I will pour water on you.
你尽情喝吧。
You can drink to your
satisfaction.
Whatever you can drink, you can drink.
弟兄姊妹们，这是一个丰满的供应。
Brothers and sisters, this is an abundant supply.
那以上你要特别再看到。
And then later on you will see.
但是在他那个物质的生活里头，给叫他们脱离那个贫乏。
Not only did God cause them to depart from poverty materially.
神更进一步说，我要把我的灵来浇灌你们。
And one step further, God said that I will pour my spirit on you.
的后裔。
On your offspring.
一切的福气也是倒在你们的子孙的那里。
And to pour all his blessing on the descendants.
弟兄姊妹们
and brothers and sisters.
那这是说到国度的时候的以色列了。
And this is talking about the Israel during the time of the kingdom.
那所以我一开始的时候跟弟兄姊妹提到就是说神是用着他整个的计划来让他的选民明白神在他们身上是怎样的做工要并且要把他们做工做到一个什么的光景。
So in the beginning, I told brothers and sisters that God used his entire plan to let his people know what his plan was and how he would work on them.
那做到一个什么的光景呢?
And to what point would he work?
做到没有一个称为以色列的人。
To a point that none that is called Israelite.
他们会说我不属于耶和华。
That they would say that I do not belong to the Lord.
没有，找不到，再也找不到这样的一个人。
No one, you cannot find anyone.
那当然这个事情发生以前。
And of course, before this happens.
以色列人在神的面前把神拒绝出去，层出不穷啊。
That the Israelites have repeatedly rejected the Lord.
但是等到有一天。
But until one day.
神说。
God said,
你们中间再也没有一个人会说我不属耶和华。
That no one among you would say that I do not belong to the Lord.
所有的人都在那里承认我们是属耶和华的。
All would say that I belong to the Lord.
而我们都在那里承认我们就是雅各。
And we will call ourselves by the name of Jacob.
弟兄姊妹注意啊。
But sisters take note.
他们不是在那里说我们都是以色列。
They're not there to say that we are of Israel.
他们说到自己的时候，我们都是雅各。
When they mention about themselves, they say we are under the name of Jacob.
什么意思啊？
What does it mean?
我们都是不配蒙恩的人。
That we are not worthy of the grace.
我们都是惹神烦恼的人。
That we are all there to provoke God's anger.
但是就是这样的人。
But just such people like this.
他们在那里亲手写归耶和华的
that they will write on his hand the Lord's
那是说出他们的那个整个的经历
this tells of their entire experience
我原来是雅各
I was Jacob before
我出生是雅各
I was born in Jacob
我的性情是雅各
my nature is Jacob
我的倾向是雅各
and my inclinations is Jacob
没有一样在神的面前是给神看中的
and nothing in me that can be chosen by God
但是感谢神
But thank God,
因着他的造就
because of
如今我成了归耶和华的
that now I can say that I am the Lord's
并且我能放胆说我是以色列
and that I can say boldly I am Israel's
那弟兄姊妹我们从主这样对犹大人说话你能很清楚地看见在整个的属灵的历史的里头神是怎样忍耐着等待着以色列
From these words spoken to Judah we can see in the spiritual history how God was showing his such forbearance to wait for Israel
我们感谢我们的主
We thank our Lord
我想这样的事情弟兄姊妹你稍微用心思来思想一下你都能领会。
And I think that if Francis was meditate upon this, you can understand this.
因为神说这个话，固然是对当时的以色列说了。
Because when God spoke of these words, it was of course spoken to those people, the Israelites at that time.
但是在那个属灵的实际里边，也是对着我们今天这称为教会的人来说的。
But in spiritual reality, it's also spoken to us who are called the church.
我们原来都是雅各。
That we were all Jacob.
但是我们都被神造就成为这个神的种子。
But we are formed and built up by God to be sons of God.
以色列只能说是神的王子。
Israel can only be called the prince of God.
王子只有一个。
There's only one prince.
但是我们是神的种子。
But we are the sons of God.
好像神看见他的独生子以外，神借着他的独生子得了许多的儿子。
It's as if besides God's only begotten son, he can find many sons.
弟兄姊妹，这是我们的经历了。
And brothers and sisters, this is our
experience. 你从旧约里边神对以色列说的话， 看到我们今天在新约里边的人的那个实际的。
We can see in the Old Testament the word spoken to Israel and to see the reality of us today.
但是神的话没有停在这里。
But God's words do not stop here.
因为说到这里的时候。
Because once the word stops here.
我们只是看见我们的权利。
We can only see our privilege.
但神拣选我们。
But God chose us.
神在我们身上下那么许多的功夫。
That he has done so much work in us.
他不是让我们看见我们在神手里有多少的权利。
It's not for us to see how much privilege we have in
God's hands. 今天教会的碰到的一个难处就是出在这一个点上。
And today the difficulty encountered by the church is here.
当神的恩典越发显出来的时候。
When God's grace is manifested.
神的儿女好像没有办法跳脱这样一个心思的捆绑。
The children of God seems that they cannot go beyond this limitation in their mind.
这个心思的捆绑是什么？
Or this boundary of hindrance in
their
mind. 神
是向我们倾倒恩典的神。
That God is a God who pours out His
blessing. 我们就是在那里等候神的祝福。
That we are only here to wait for His blessing.
尤其是到了现在那个所谓成功神学灌满了这个西方的那个基督教里边，那这种心思就更厉害的在那里捆绑人。
Especially nowadays when the prosperity gospel prevails in the Western Christianity.
但是感谢我们的神。
But we thank God.
他老早就知道人的愚昧在什么地方。
He knew ahead of time what man's foolishness
lies in. 是当年他对以色列了做工的时候。他是很清楚的，不单是说到权力。
So when he was working on Israel, very clearly he not only mentioned about the privileges.
园子当中所有果树上树上的果子你都可以吃，这个是权力。
It's correct. This is the right that all the fruits in the garden that you can eat.
但是神的话没有停在哪里。
But God's words did not stop there.
神的话是说。唯有原子当中那一个分别善恶树上的果子你不能吃。
God's word says that the fruit of the tree of knowledge of good and evil is those fruits you cannot eat.
这个就是责任了。
And this is your responsibility.
这里就有一个义务了。
And there's a responsibility.
神是给我们看见那个权力很丰富。
So God let us see that the privileges or the rights are very
abundant. 但神同时也给我们看见，我们在享用神给我们的权利的时候，我们有一个义务，我们也有一个责任。
But at the same time, He lets us see that while we are enjoying our privileges, we have a responsibility there.
现在我们在这里也看见神说这一番话的时候，也是说出这样的事实了。
And here we can see when God speaks of these words, He is speaking of this fact.
那说从第六节开始，神又在接上去说话。
So starting from verse 8, God continues to speak.
那本来神可以接下去说就可以了。
And originally God can just go ahead and continue.
那弟兄姊妹，你很明显的在这里看到。
But brothers and sisters, you can see very clearly here. 当神接
上去要说的时候。
When God continues to speak.
神重复在那里说。耶和华以色列的君以色列的救赎主万军之耶和华如此说。
That God repeatedly said these words, this is what the Lord says, Israel's King and Redeemer, the Lord Almighty.
上面已经说过如此说了。
He already said these words, this is what the Lord said before.
认真说起来不单是说了一次了。
And strictly speaking, he did not just say it once. He has spoken many times.
那按照一般情形来说啊，就不需要那样重重复复提这样的事。
According to normal conditions, you do not have to repeat these words.
但是神就很重复的说到一个事是具体的事的时候，他就在那里很明显的宣告说如此说。
But God here, he repeatedly, when he mentions about this concrete fact, he says that this is what the Lord says.
说什么呢？
And what did he say?
弟兄姊妹注意神说什么。
But this is technical of what the Lord says.
他说我是首先的。
He said that I am the first.
我是幕后的。
And I am the last.
除我以外没有神。
Apart from me, there is no God.
那我们中文圣经加了一个真字上去。
And in the Chinese translation, that's a word true.
为着当年中国的那个环境，拜偶像的环境，加这个真字上去是无可厚非的。
And it is because during those times in China, it's reasonable to add this true before God.
但是到了现在
，But today，
我个人就觉得。
It is my personal opinion.
这个真字当然还是有它一定的意义。不过在神这里说话的时候，这个真字是破坏了神的那一个很严肃的宣告。
That this word true, of course it has its meaning, but when it's here, it's put here, it damaged the solemnness of God's word.
用什么你注意？
Francis, take note.
神是这样开始说的。
This is how God began to speak.
我是首先的。
I am the first.
我是幕后的。
I am the last.
除我以外，
apart from
没有神。
Apart from me, there is no God.
弟兄姊妹们，那个真已经包已经在里头了，不需要特别来强调这个真。
That this word true is already included in here, that we do not have to place special emphasis on
it. 因为从起初一直到结尾。只有我是神。
Because from the beginning and the end, only I am God.
其他称为神的都不是神。
All the other ones who are called God, they are not God.
所以在特殊的环境里面加上这个真字，在做工的那方面有一定的好处。
So under special circumstance, if you add this word true, it's okay.
甚至我们现在有些时候到农村里面去说，你拜神，你要选那个真神来拜啊。不要拜假神了，那还是有点好处。
And even nowadays, when we go to the villages and we tell people that you have to worship the true God and not the false God.
但是你留意神当时说话的那个目的啊，是有一个非常严肃的宣告在那里。
But Francis, if you take note of the purpose of God's words, there's a very solemn proclamation.
因为在神这个宣告里头根本没有真神假神的这个区别在那里。
Because in God's proclamation, there is no difference between the true or false God.
因为只有他是神。
Because only He is God.
除了他以外都没有神。
Apart from Him, there is no God.
这个在摩西的十诫的里头已经神是这样的发表过的。
And this is how God proclaimed.
除我以外没有别神。
Apart from me, there is no God.
那现在神在这里就是非常明确的来宣告这一个。
Now here, God proclaims it very clearly.
除我以外没有神。
Apart from me, there is no God.
因为起头是我，结尾也是我。
Because I am the first and I am the last.
这个起头跟结尾乃是说到整个你所接触到的一切的事物是神在开始，也是神来结束。
And this first and this last tells of everything that you encounter is God to begin and God to end.
用我们现在的话来说，神就是万有的起头，也是万有的结局。
And using our words today, God is the beginning of all and the end of all.
在万有里头，没有一件事情不是从他那里开始。
And nothing not begin with Him.
在万有里头，没有一件事情不要归回到他那里。
And everything has to go to him.
这是神在这里的宣告。
And this is a proclamation of God.
当然我们都知道了，在这个宣告里边是包含了一个历史的事实，就是撒旦的悖逆和人的堕落。
And of course we know that within this proclamation, that's a fact there, is the rebellion and the fall of Satan.
如果没有这两样，万有跟神中间没有难处。
If it wasn't for these two things, there's no difficulty.
但是这两个历史出现了以后，万有跟神中间就有了间隔。
And because of these two things happen, there's difficulty between the creation and God.
那所以神就在他手中的工作的里头给我们看到，一直是神在那里恢复。
So within the works of God's hand, God let us see that it is Him who continue to revive.
现在神在这里宣告，就是宣告神的这一个恢复。
And now here, God is there to proclaim His revival.
那在神恢复这一个工作
And this work of revival of God.
或者说要完成 他这个恢复的计划,
or to complete this plan of revival.
他就把那个重点放在人的身上,
and he places focus on man.
并且在人的身上, 来向人发表神是怎样的一位神。
And also upon man to proclaim what kind of God he is.
所以神在这里说,
so God said here,
整个是万有里边的事情,
everything that happens,
谁能向我在那里把一切的过去、现在和未来的事情告诉你们?
That who can proclaim what has happened and what is yet to come, just like me?
过去的事情只有我知道。
I'm the only one who knew what has happened before.
现在的事情你们好像知道一点点。
And what is happening now is as if you know a little bit of it.
但是你们所知道的都是浮面的。
But what you know is only the surface.
你们没有知道那个真相。
And you do not know the truth.
对于将来的事情你们一点都不懂。
And for things that are yet to come, you will have no clue.
但是我能把将来的事情 毫无保留地告诉你们。
But I can tell you of the things are yet to come in completion.
所以神在这里可以发出这样的一个挑战。
So God can proclaim this challenge here.
我是开始，我是幕后。
That I am the last and I'm the first and I am the last.
除了我没有神。
And apart from me, there is no God.
不相信，你看谁可以把现在将来 过去、现在、将来的事情在这里告诉你。
If you don't believe, who else can tell you what's in the past and the present and the future?
没有。
And no one can.
只有我能告诉你。
Only I can tell you.
那因此,
So,
神就对他所拣选的人说, 那你就不要怕。
God spoke to those he has chosen, do not be afraid.
虽然你们是走过很多很不容易的路,
even though you have gone through much difficulty, even though in your emotion you feel like you are forsaken by God, but do not be afraid.
为什么不要怕呢?
Why should you not be afraid?
我老早就告诉你们,
that I have told you long before.
告诉你们什么呢?
What did I tell you?
你们是我的见证。
That you are my witnesses.
弟兄姊妹们, 这个就是那个义务, 这个就是那个责任。
Brothers and sisters, and this is the responsibility.
我们感谢我们的神。
We thank our God.
神一面给我们看见, 他是我们的供应。
On one hand, God lets us see that He is our supply.
满了恩典上我们倾倒,
and full of grace, He has bestowed upon us.
等着我们是支取,
and waiting for us to appropriate.
很明确地在那里告诉我们,
but God tells us very clearly,
你们别忘了一个义务,
that do not forget about this responsibility.
你们是我的见证,
that you are my witnesses.
你们不单是在享用恩典的供应和丰富,
you are not just here to enjoy the abundance of grace.
你们在承受这个恩典的丰富和供应的同时, 你们要显明
While you're enjoying the provision and the grace, you have to manifest that you are God's witnesses.
弟兄姊妹们, 刚才我说,
and brothers and sisters, I have said this before.
人的愚昧和堕落, 一直只是看见神是我们的供应。
And because of man's foolishness and man's fall, we can only see that God is our provision.
神给我们有一个义务和责任,
but we do not see that God has a responsibility for us.
从前的以色列是这样,
Israel before it was, he was like this.
现在的神的, 称为神的教会的人也都是这样,
and today those who are called the church of God is like that also.
你可以放眼来看,
you can see this.
有多少神的儿女, 他们心思里头是常常有一个很明亮的照明。
That's some children of God, they have this enlightenment in their heart.
我是神的见证。
That I am a witness of God.
我们是要在这里发表神。
That we are here to proclaim God.
我们不是在这里只是有一些宗教的活动。
That we are not just here for some religious activity.
我们不是在这里像别人所说的要寻求一些精神上的寄托和满足。
That we are not here just to seek some spiritual satisfaction.
我们是很实实在在的成为神的见证。
That we are here truly to become God's witnesses.
所以弟兄姊妹们你留心。
So brothers and sisters take note.
这句话
these words,
在43章开始一直到45章 46 章
beginning in chapter 43 until 45 and 46,
反复出现多少遍我都没有去算
that I have not even counted how many times they have repeated themselves.
什么话呢
and what are these words?
除我以外没有神
apart from me there is no God.
弟兄姊妹你先记住这句话
and verses is first remember these words,
你回去读这几章 圣经的时候
and when you go back and read these chapters
说了多少遍
pay attention to how many times God has spoken these words
刚才说了一段话神立刻就是用这一个来做那段话的结束
after God has spoken some words and God would use these words to conclude them
当我们能抓牢的这一句话这一句话的那个意思的时候
if we can have a good grasp of the meaning of these words
我们才领会43章44章神说了几次你们是我的见证
then we can understand why God spoke of these words about you are my witnesses a few times in chapter 43 and 44
我们平常说神如果一件事情接连说两次已经是很严重了
and usually we say that if God repeats a matter twice it's very solemn
但是在这几章圣经里边你看见神说了不止两次
but within these few chapters we can see that God has spoken of these words more than twice
最低限度是你看见神说了三次
at least we can see there three times
但是有人就说了因为是父子圣灵每人说一次就三次弟兄姊妹千万不要这样读圣经
and some people would say it's because it's the Father, the Son and the Holy Spirit so each speaker one time so it's three times
你要留意上下文说的是什么
But princes, don't pay attention to this. You have to pay attention to the context.
我们才能懂得，我们的神虽然他是三而一，但是他们不是分大饼的神。
But we have to pay attention, even though our God is a Trinity God, but it's not three separated.
他们是非常严肃的看那一件事。
It's very solemnly that they look at this matter.
他要在人的中间寻找。建立他的见证。
That he wished to seek among men and establish his witnesses.
那然后接上去呢神就说了一段话转过去就对那些惹神怒气的人说了。
And then right away the God turned around and spoke to those who provoked his anger.
那什么是惹神怒气的人呢
And who are these people who provoked his anger?
心里迷糊留恋着假神而拒绝神的。那些人
it is those who are not clear in their heart and they linger with the false God and will not worship the true God and God said
你没看到
that do you not see
你们所拜的神都是你自己的手里头造出来的
all the gods that you worship are made by your own hand
你用一块木头拿过来
you use a piece of wood
你刨掉了一些拿去当柴烧
And you shave off some of it and burn it. And,
又弄出一些来做别样的用途。
And then you use some of it to
就留下一块来就丢丢刻刻的就丢出一个神像你就说这个是谁。
And then another piece you use it to carve an idol.
是你们也很清楚的看见你们所有的一切神都是你们自己的手造出来的。
And you let...God let them see that all the gods that you made are made by your own hands.
你们既然那样迷恋的这些的东西
If you love these things so much,
我就任凭你们去迷恋
then I'll let you love them.
就让你们的心转不过来
so that your heart cannot be turned around.
但是神对他的仆人 对他所拣选的百姓就是这样
And this is the way God treats His chosen people.
所以从我们乐过了这一个神对那些拜偶像和制造偶像的人说的那些话，我们领会过来，我们就留意神怎么来跟他的 百姓继续的说话。
So after we understand the words are spoken to the idol worshippers and idol makers, we'll skip this and we will pay attention to the words are spoken to God's people.
当然，当神在那里责备那些造偶像和拜偶像的人的时候。
And of course, when God was rebuking those who worship idols or make idols,
站在那时候的以色列人的地位上，你听见神这样说。
And standing on the grounds of the Israelites at that time, when they heard what God was saying,
你心思上的反应会是怎样呢？
What would your response be?
那弟兄姊妹必须记得，那个时候的以色列是拜偶像的，以色列犹大也是一样。
And brothers, you must remember at that time, both Judah and Israel, they both worship idols.
如果神说我任凭他们，让他们心思迷糊，听不进我的话，就让他们等着自己走进灭亡的那个光景。
And if God said that, I would let them continue to go on their own way and would not listen to me.
那么我当时就是在这种光景里。
And I myself would be at the same condition.
那我会有怎么的反应？
And what would my response be?
哎呀，也许我们也会这样说，糟了，我们也没有机会了。
And maybe we'll say woe to us, we will not have any chance.
但是神在上文就正对他们说过，你不要怕了，你不要不要在那里恐惧了。
But God has said in the text before this, saying that do not be afraid.
神要怎样把你造成一个盛装祝福的器皿？
That how God would form you into a vessel that contains blessings.
神要得着你来做他的见证。
And God would gain you as His witnesses.
但是我们落到跟那些拜偶像的人都没有区别的那个光景，那我们怎么可以达到神的那个目的呢？
But if we are in the same condition as those idol worshippers, how can we achieve such a point? But we thank our God.
他说，我不放弃你们。
He said that I will not forsake you.
我要把你们造就到我给你们造成的那一个安排。
I will build you up to a point that you would come into my arrangement.
但是我们却没有跟得上神的那个心思。
But we could not follow unto God's desire.
那我们怎么能被神造就到成为他所要的呢？
So how could we be built up as to a point that fits His purpose?
感谢赞美我们的主。
We thank and praise the Lord.
他很知道我们这些人灵里头的那个反应的敏感。
He knows very well the sensitivity of our spirit.
他马上就知道我们里面的那一个要说的话。
Right away, he knows what we want to say.
复杂的心事。
The complexity in our heart.
神不等我们说，他先说了。
Without waiting for us to speak, he first speaks.
好像给我们看见。
It's as if to let us see.
你怎么想？你怎么在那里疑惑？都逃不掉神的鉴察。
Whatever your thoughts are, whatever's in your mind, you cannot escape God's watching.
神知道你有忧虑。
God knows that you have worries.
神知道你有疑惑。
And God knows that you have doubts.
神也知道你背着重担。
And God knows that you have a heavy burden.
神主动的就给你说话了。
And God would take initiative to speak to you.
那这说的是什么话呢？
And what are the words spoken?
就是神怎么把你从不像样而造成有条件像样。
It is how God would bring you from a point that you're not up to par to a point that you're fit to be used by Him.
不错，你们的光景的确是很糟糕。
And it's correct that your condition is really bad.
那我们的光景也真的是很糟糕。
And our conditions are really bad.
但是神说。
But God said.
弟兄姊妹留意二十一节了。
But sisters, take note of verse 21.
雅各以色列啊
，O Jacob, O Israel，
弟兄姊妹们，你注意这个称呼，你能抓到雅各跟以色列的那个特点，你就知道神这一个称呼就是把他们的那个实际的那个属灵的光景 就带出来。
And verses take note of the names or the terms Jacob and Israel, then we will know the true spiritual condition.
你可以这样说，神看你原来是雅各，不过神现在要叫你成为以色列。
You can say it this way: God looked at you that you are Jacob, but God looked at you as Israel.
但是你也可同样可以这样说。
Or you can say it this way.
我跟随主跟随着了好长的时间。
That I have followed the Lord for a very long time.
但我还是一半是雅各，一半是以色列。
But I'm still half Jacob and half Israel.
我这个人还是反复不定不稳。
Then I'm always changing, that I'm not steady.
这是我们的光景。
And this is our condition.
但是感谢神，神老早就看见了。
But we thank God that God has seen this long ago.
你承认还是不承认，神说你就是这样。
Whether you acknowledge it or not, that this is your condition.
神说，但是你不要忘记。
But God said that do not forget.
你要纪念这些事。
You have to remember these.
你是我的仆人。
That you are my servant.
我拣选你。
That I have chosen you.
不单是叫你来接受恩典，
Not only for you to receive blessings,
也是让你来接受一个任务义务，
but also for you to receive a responsibility.
其实这个义务在造人的时候，神不是对亚当宣告得很清楚吗？
And this responsibility was proclaimed very clearly when God created man.
我把我的荣耀给了你，
I'll give you my glory.
我把我的权柄也托付给你，
And I'll commit you my authority.
那你就要好好的把这个托付给你的来活出来。
So you should live out this commitment accordingly.
这个就是义务了。
This is our responsibility.
这个就是责任了。
This is the responsibility.
你活出了神所要你活的，那你所经历的就是一个仆人的经历了。
If you live out what God wants you to live out, your experience is the experience of a servant.
所以弟兄姊妹们，你看到神在这里说话，一直把人带到他的面光的底下。
So, for instance, you see here the word spoken by God, it continues to bring man under his countenance.
让人先认识自己。
So that man would first know themselves.
但是神却不叫他们停留在认识自己的里头。
But God would not, do not cause them to stop at the place that they know themselves. Because God knows.
如果我们认识自己，却不能从自己里头出来，我们这个人就完了。
If we know ourselves but cannot come out of knowing ourselves, then that would be the end.
撒旦最厉害的一招乃是不是让你不认识自己。
The most severe weapon of Satan is that he does not want you to not know
yourself. 我们常常有个错觉。
And often we have this
misconception. 我们有只有神光照我们的时候，我们才会认识自己。
We feel that only under the enlightenment of God we would know ourselves.
却没有想到。
But we did not
know. 撒旦也常常叫我们去认识自己。
But Satan always will cause us to know ourselves.
弟兄姊妹，你留意彼得为什么三次不敢答应主说你爱我比这事更多吗？
And brothers and sisters, take note of Peter, how he would not dare to reply to the Lord when the Lord asked him, Do you love me more than these?
你如果往深处去看，你看到撒旦在这里就有一个欺骗。
If you look at it from a deeper angle, you see a deceit.The deception of Satan.
你看你这个样。
Look at yourselves.
你还有胆量，还有脸跟主说我爱你。
Do you dare to say to the Lord that I love you?
弟兄姊妹们，撒旦也常把我们的愚昧和无知显给我们看。
And Satan always will show us our ignorance and our foolishness.
但是神显出我们的愚昧，神一定借着他的灵把我们带到他的宝血的底下。
But when God shows us our foolishness, He would bring us back under His blood through the Spirit.
但是撒旦在我们身上做的。
But when Satan works in us,
他只是叫你停留在认识自己的那个光景。
He will only cause you to stop at a point where you know yourself.
他用尽办法不让你想起主的宝血。
And he will use all his ways to let you forget about the Lord's precious blood.
就是当你想起主的宝血，他也弄到你不相信主的宝血。
And even when you can think of the Lord's precious blood, he will cause you to not believe in the blood.
我不说太多这一方面。
And I will not go further.
但是我想弟兄姊妹，你必须要留意。
I think, brothers and sisters,
留意这些事情。
You have to pay attention to these
things. 许多的时候，我们是因着不够掌握 神那一个做工的方法和神的那个心思的宽广，我们常常在那里绕在控告自己的光景里。
And many a times, because we do not have a good grasp of the way God works, how God works, and also the broadness of His mind, that we would accuse ourselves.
但是感谢我们的神。
But we thank our God.
他向雅各说话。
He spoke to Jacob.
但是他没有忘掉告诉雅各，你也是以色列。
But he also did not forget to tell Jacob that you are also Israel.
你是我拣选的仆人。
You are the servant I have chosen.
你要纪念这些事。
You have to remember these things.
以色列啊。
O Israel.
你是我的仆人。
You are my servant.
我造就你。
That I have made you.
我不会忘记你。
That I will not forget you.
但是我们说。
But we will say.
神啊，你不忘记我们有什么用呢？
God, what use is it that you do not forget us?
我们的愚昧藏在我们的面前。
That our foolishness is always before us.
我们的无知藏在我们的眼中。
And our ignorance is always in our eyes.
你不忘记我们，我们也没有办法能脱掉我们这个愚昧的自己。
Even if you don't forget us, we cannot depart from our foolishness.
感谢我们的主。
We thank our Lord.
许多的时候我们用着主接上来说的话在福音上来使用。
Very often we'll use these words that follows in sharing the gospel.
当然在原则上一点问题都没有。
And of course in principle that's no problem at all.
但是我们看见神当年说这个话的时候不是对着不信的人说的。
But we see that when God spoke these words at that time, it's not for those who did not believe.
是对着他名下的人来说的。
It's spoken to those who are under His name.
不错，你满了污秽，满了那个无知，也满了各样顶撞。
And yes, correct. It is you are full of filthiness and you're full of ignorance and rebellion.
但是你不要忘记。
But do not forget.
你是我的仆人。
That you are my servant.
我拣选你。
That I have chosen you.
我要造就你。
And I will make you.
我没有忘记你。
I will not forget
you. 虽然你许许多多的不洁、不义，甚至不公。
Even though you have much unrighteousness, uncleanness, and unfairness.
但是我要涂抹你的过犯。
But I will sweep away your offenses.
像透云消散。
Like a cloud.
我涂抹了你的罪恶。
Your sins.
如薄云灭没。
Like the morning mist.
你当归向我。
Return to me.
因为我救赎了。
For I have redeemed you.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
神一直在这里向我们宣告这一个恩典。
God continues to proclaim to us this grace.
这个话虽然是只有那么几句。
Even though these words are few.
但是我们认识神的工作的人，我们都知道。这里边是包括了我们的神 的怀里的独生子整个道成肉身的经历。
But for those who know God's work, we understand this includes the begotten Son, how the words have become flesh.
说神说我给你们所有的愚昧无知罪过完全的来一个涂抹和赦免。
And God said that I will swept away and forgive all your offenses, your transgressions and your sins.
但是我是出代价的。
But I have paid a price.
那我出代价把你们带回你们该站的那个地位。
That I have paid a price to bring you back to the position that you should stand on.
你必须要记住。
Then you have to remember.
你是我的仆人。
That you are my servant.
你有责任。
You have this responsibility.
我们感谢我们的主。
We thank our Lord.
那么当我们的主这样的跟犹大说了这些话。
So after the Lord has spoken these words to Judah.
他就给他们一些远景看见。
He gave them something to see far ahead.
因为在四十章以前神是宣告你们一定是被掳，耶路撒冷一定给拆毁，你们一定是要做了别人的奴隶，离开了这一个圣地。
Because before chapter 40, God proclaimed that you will be sent into exile and Jerusalem will be torn down, that you will be taken into captivity.
但当神说完了 这一个和他的百姓中间那个亲密的关系了以后，
But after God's proclaim about this intimate relationship with his people,
神就说出了将来的事情。
And God went on to say about things of the future.
一定有人居住。
That Jerusalem will be inhabited.
犹大的城一定要重新给建造。
That all the cities of Judah will be rebuilt.
那么怎么可能有这样的事呢？
So how is it possible that this would happen?
神就预先宣告一个人要出来。
That proclaim ahead of time that one would come about.
这一个人是在两三百年以后出来了。
And this person will come about in
一百多年后出来了，没有两三百年。
After a century.
这个是一个波斯王。名叫做古列。
This is a Persian king named Cyrus.
他这个人要出来。
He said this person will come forth.
他要下令建造耶路撒冷。
He will say of Jerusalem, let it be rebuilt.
他要法令来立定圣殿的根基。
And say that let the temple's foundations be laid.
我们读以斯拉记就看到这一段的历史。
And when we read the book of Israel, we will see this history.
那然后到了四十五章。
And then when we come into chapter 45, 神就指着
古列说了很多。一些话
God spoke many words according to Cyrus.
那这些话就是说到犹大啊以色列啊你怎么能给保存成为我的仆人这个地位没有更改
It's the words spoke of how Judah and Israel how they can be preserved to be God's servant.
古列这个人一出来你们就有路了
When Cyrus comes forth then you have a way.
古列一出来你们就看到神的应许是怎样的真实了
When Cyrus comes forth, you can see how true is God's promise.
但是那个只是近处的
But that's just something near.
在神的计划的里头神不是单单记挂以色列
In God's plan, God does not just remember Israel.
当然神记挂的重心是在以色列
But of course the focus of God's remembrance is Israel.
但神心里所记挂的是全所有的人和全地
But Remembering God's heart is all the earth and all the people.
以色列是神在工作的计划一步一步去推行的时候他站在一个很重要的那个位置。
And Israel stands in a very important place in, within God's work.
但是以色列不是神工作的重点。
But Israel is not the focus of God's work.
也不是神工作的那一个中心。
Also not the focal point of God's work.
神工作的中心还是在他儿子的身上。
The focal point of God's work is on his son.
但是神儿子的事情要表明出来。
But in order for the matters of God's son to be manifested,
神就选中了以色列作为神儿子的一个见证人。
God chose Israel to be the witness of his son.
那详细的话我不说了。
I will not go into detail.
因为我们下礼拜再说。
And we'll wait till next week.
那弟兄姊妹你看到神要用古列。
The branches you can see that God would use Cyrus.
明明的说古列你不认识我。
He says it plainly that Cyrus you do not know me.
但是这并不重要。
But this is not important.
我知道你就行。
As long as I know you, it's all right.
我就要用你。
I will use you.
我用你是为着我的仆人以色列。
I use you because of my servant Israel.
因着以色列，你也成了我的仆人。
And because of Israel, you also become my servant.
所以你呢，要按照我的定义来做成我要做的事情。
So you need to do accomplish according to my plans.
目的是什么呢
？And what is the purpose？
仍然是神对以色列说的那句话。
It's still the word spoken to Israel by God.
除我以外，没有神。
Apart from me, there is no God.
这里说得很清楚了。
And it's very clear here.
没有把那个真字加上去。
And that's not the word true here.
除我以外
，Apart from me,
没有别神。
There is no God.
除我以外，再没有神。
Apart from me, there is no other.
然后，神。接二连三说了好几遍这一个
And repeatedly God has spoken these words
然后就特别说到神是创造的主
And then he made special mention about God is the God of creation
然后就宣告了一件很严肃的事
And then he proclaimed a very solemn matter
那是在四十五章的第八节我今天晚上只是先点一下
Which,
让弟兄姊妹留意你在上一个礼拜内你好好思想这几句话什么意思
Which is in verse 8 of chapter 45, I'll just point it out this week, and brother sister, you should meditate upon it.
那也给我们看见神怎么付代价来把雅各造成以色列。
It let us see how God pays the price in order to form Jacob into Israel.
第八节怎么说？
What does it say in verse 8?
诸天啊，自上而敌，从苍降下公义，地面开裂，产出救恩，使公义一同发生，这都是我耶和华所造的。
You heavens above, rain down righteousness, let the clouds shower it down, let the earth open wide, let salvation spring up, let righteousness grow with it. I, the Lord, have created it. What does that mean?
上面我们知道他就光又照暗，又赐平安，又降祸患，那是关乎那个物质世界的那个设立和管理。
And the text before it says God formed the light and created darkness. We know that it's the material world.
第八节说什么呢？
And what do the words in verse 8 mean?
弟兄姊妹们，你如果稍微有一点点的苏醒，你一定看到一个很严肃的事情在这里宣告出来。
And brothers, if you are just slightly awakened, you will see that there's a solemn matter proclaimed here.
一个是道成肉身。
One is words becomes flesh.
一个是死里复活。
One is a resurrection from death.
笼统的来说是什么？
And to put it generally, what is it?
神救赎的恩典。
It's the redemption grace of God.
感谢赞美我们的主。
We praise and thank our Lord.
旧约里头的神的百姓也好。
Whether it's the people, the God's people in the Old Testament,
教会更是这样。
Or even more so of the church in the New Testament.
就因着神做了这样的事情。
And because God has done such a thing,
雅各就成了以色列。
Jacob has become Israel.
亚当的后代就成了基督的教会。
The descendants of Adam has become the church of Christ.
我们感谢赞美我们的主。
We thank and praise our Lord.
我想我们今天晚上就看到这。
And we think we'll end here this evening.
我们下礼拜回来再详细，在这方面还要深入的来留意。
And next week when we come back, we'll go deeper in this area.
我们有点祷告。
Let's pray.